presented with no static at all from airchecks.com. This is America's Classic Radio Audio Museum.
From the center of the Air Check universe. This is Big Apple Air Check. New York.
Making believe. I think I'm make believe it's about noon. Yeah, this is Lee Sherwood. It's 24 minutes before 6 o'clock. It's Thursday morning. This is January 29. More music for you from the new 93 KHJ. The new 93 KHJ. T.G. Shepherd, I feel like loving you again. It's 21 minutes before 6 o'clock. Well, we're trying to get our airplane up this morning. It's still raining in Southern California this morning. A little cloudy, so maybe not, but we'll try our best to get Rhonda up in the airplane to give you detailed traffic information this morning. And other than that, I got a lot of things to give you today. We're going to go shopping at Alpha Beta. We're going to pay somebody's rent or mortgage this month. And then a weekend getaway, $500 cash, and listen to this. We're going to throw in two tickets on Western Airlines to Las Vegas, Reno, San Diego, or San Francisco. You go there and take the $500 with you and have a good time. All that coming up this morning on the new 93 KHJ. One Night of Love. Willie Nelson. It's 16 minutes before 6 o'clock, Thursday morning. This is January 29 with Lee Sherwood and Mo Bandy on the new 93 KHJ. 13 minutes before 6 o'clock on a rainy Thursday morning, and time for the theme song from the Dukes of Hazzard on the new 93 KHJ. The new 93 KHJ. That's Waylon Jennings and the theme song from the Dukes of Hazzard. It's 10 minutes before 6 o'clock with Lee Sherwood on this wet Thursday morning. We'll be checking the weather for you in a couple minutes and remind you also coming up right after 6 o'clock, we're going to pay somebody's rent or mortgage this month up to $1,000 in cash, okay? Let's see. This is Thursday, January 29. Today's birthdays include actor John Forsythe, who is the voice in Charlie's Angels. And actor John Forsythe today is 63 years old.
At Dodson.
Continental's new low coach fare to New York is effective now from Los Angeles and Ontario. Burbank service begins February 1st for only $268 each way. Good morning. It's 8 minutes before 6. This is Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers Band on the new 93 KHJ. Statues. Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers Band. It's Statues Without Hearts. It's 5 minutes before 6 o'clock. Good morning. We're having a good time this morning. You stay with us. It'll be worth your while. Here's Gail Davies on the new 93 KHJ. Gail Davies and I'll be there. It's 3 minutes before 6 o'clock. Oh, Johnny Paycheck is here. You slide off your satin sheets. Good morning to you from the new 93 KHJ. The new 93 KHJ with Johnny Paycheck and slide off of your satin sheets. That's about all you can do. I used to have those. I used to try to make my bed, and I had satin pillowcases, and I'd throw the pillowcase on the bed, and it'd go right across the room. Anyway, enough of that. Johnny Paycheck at 6 o'clock at the new 93 KHJ Los Angeles. This is Lee Sherwood, and this is the day that W.C. Fields was born.
But that wasn't his real name, right?
No, his real name, which I mentioned to you yesterday.
And I have rapidly forgotten.
Claude William Duncan Field was born on this day in 1880 in guess what city?
Oh, Philadelphia.
Of course. Anyway, W.C. Field's birthday today at 6 o'clock. It's a wet morning again this morning, Mr. Marshall.
It certainly is.
Streets are a little slick, so if everybody's about to leave for work, I hope you'll take a little extra time and drive carefully.
Yeah, well, it'll rain some more, too.
What's on the news agenda today?
Well, if you've noticed, by the way,
it's 4 minutes after 6 coming up. Music by Mel Tillis, Terry Gibbs, and Kenny Rogers. And this hour, we're going to pay somebody's rent or mortgage this month up to $1,000. All for you from the new 93 KHJ. That's one of the hit songs from the Urban Cowboy. That's Mickey Gilley. It's 7 after 6 o'clock with Lee Sherwood. Good morning to you. Here's Charlie McClain, who's cheating who on the new 93 KHJ. The new 93 KHJ with Charlie McClain. It's a really pretty little lady. Who's cheating who? It's 9 minutes after 6 with Lee Sherwood. Good morning to you. Coming up this morning, this hour, we're going to pay somebody's rent or mortgage. But a little later on, also, we're going to have a getaway weekend for you. $500 in cash. Not only that, but today is special offer for you only. We're going to give two tickets on Western Airlines to Las Vegas, Reno, San Diego, or San Francisco. You can take your pick and have yourself a wonderful time. In sports, here's an item you probably won't find on the sports page anywhere, but kind of curious. A seventh grade Cosgrove, Iowa student will get about $44.50 for every one of the 191 push-ups a teacher ordered him to do in a disciplinary action. The award, which totals less than $8,500, was part of an out-of-court agreement which settled a $25,000 lawsuit brought by the boy's parents. Just because the teacher disciplined the kid, told him to do some push-ups, it cost him $44.50 for each one that he did. In sports tonight, the Kansas City Kings will play the Lakers here in Los Angeles. And in the NHL last night, the Rangers 6, the Los Angeles Kings 2.
Ovaltine is there.
This week, nurses in the Los Angeles area have the career opportunity of a lifetime when the nursing job fair opens today and continues tomorrow and Saturday at the Hyatt Hotel at the L.A. Airport. This is your chance to explore career opportunities with nurse recruiters from the local L.A. hospitals and from hospitals across the country. The nursing job fair is open to both professionals and students. Both have opportunities to talk with recruiters about salary, benefits, and work atmosphere. In addition to recruitment, the nursing job fair will be sponsoring free career development seminars for students and professionals. These seminars let you decide where you're going in the profession. For more information on the Nursing Job Fair and Career Workshop, call toll-free between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. The number 1-800-225-8458. Again, 1-800-225-8458. Don't miss out on over 5,000 nursing career opportunities and a chance to win a $250 scholarship. Send me down to Tucson and I'll get the job done. All right. It's 16 minutes after 6 with Lee Sherwood on a wet Thursday morning. We'll update the traffic for you in a few minutes. Right now, Terry Gibbs and somebody is knocking on the new 93KHJ. The new 93KHJ with Terry Gibbs and somebody's knocking. It's 19 minutes after 6 o'clock. It's wet. I don't know if you looked outside or heard the rain falling overnight, but it did, and it still is, and we'll check on that right now. As a matter of fact, KHJ's exclusive AccuWeather forecast. Here's meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel.
AccuWeather, this is meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel.
It is a wet 52 in Culver City, 51 degrees in Bellflower, 51 in Van Nuys, and 51 degrees right now at the beaches. The time is 20 minutes after 6 on this wet Thursday morning. No turkey in all the trimmings, but it is Thanksgiving Day.
In conjunction with President Reagan's proclamation, Governor Brown has just declared today a day of celebration of honor for California, as a number of local activities are on tap for this day to give thanks for the safe return of the former hostages. I'll be updating some of the local happenings shortly, and you're invited to most of them, by the way.
Okay. I celebrated a little early last Sunday, Super Bowl. Uh-huh. Sunday, Super Sunday, as the hostages were released, and we had turkey to celebrate on last Sunday, so I won't have it today, but it is Thanksgiving Day. It's 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. And imagine paying about $3.21 plus tax per person for Shakey's Luncheon Buffet every Monday through Friday, 11 to 1:30. Products and prices may vary at participating Shakey's. 621 at Alpha Beta. You can't lose. Anytime you shop Alpha Beta, you're sure to find everyday low prices and fine quality products throughout the store. And right now, Alpha Beta is featuring a fine line of Kimberly-Clark products. For instance, Kleenex paper towels, Kotex maxi pads, and new Freedom Mini and maxi pads. You know, Kimberly-Clark is a name you can trust, so stock up on these quality products from Kimberly-Clark at your nearby Alpha Beta market. Remember, at Alpha Beta, you'll find the products you want at the prices you like, so you can't lose. And tell a friend.
Now's the time to call and tell us what makes a cowboy a cowboy.
Here we go. In Los Angeles, 520-KHJ1. In Orange County, 995-KHJ1. In the Valley, 781-KHJ1. You call me. Tell me about a cowboy you know. If we air your call, we'll pay your rent or your mortgage this month up to $1,000 for you from the new 93KHJ. Starting all over again. Good morning. It's 626 and time for Glenn Campbell, theme song from a new movie, right here on the new 93KHJ. The new 93 KHJ with Glenn Campbell, and that's the theme song from the new Clint Eastwood movie, Any Which Way You Can, which is a follow-up to Any Which Way But Loose. I can hardly wait for the next one. They're going to run out of lyrics there. It's 6:29 with Lee Sherwood, and we're still taking calls this hour. We're going to pay somebody's rent or mortgage this month up to $1,000. In the meantime, it's, strangely enough, on the last Thursday of January, it's Thanksgiving Day. Right, Lee Marshall?
Well, traditionally, the, what is it?
Afternoon Delight. Oh, I love Afternoon Delights. It's 24 minutes before 7 o'clock with Lee Sherwood, Steve Warner on the new 93 KHJ. Your memory, what was it doing in Miami? It's 22 minutes before 7 o'clock from the new 93 KHJ exclusive AccuWeather forecast. And this rainy day, here's what it looks like. Showers today and tonight, with high temperatures, mid-50s, low-60s, continued overcast tomorrow with occasional showers expected. But with the rain we had overnight again, I would imagine your way into work this morning will be a little slower than normal. It's 52 at Culver City, 51 Bellflower, 51 in Van Nuys, and 51 degrees right now at the beaches. The people at your neighborhood Safeway supermarket think this area is a beautiful place to live and work, and they'd like to keep it that way. So 157 Safeway stores have opened aluminum recycling centers right in the store. Safeway will pay you a bounty of 24 cents a pound or a penny a piece for the aluminum cans you turn in. Take Safeway your clean, crushed aluminum cans and rake in the money. And while you're at Safeway, take advantage of these inflation fighters. Safeway quality beef T-bone or porterhouse steaks, just $2.48 a pound. Tough and ready paper towels, only 69 cents a roll. Campbell's chicken noodle soup, the 10 3/4 ounce can, 26 cents each. There's a limit on some items, so go in and save at Safeway, where you'll find everything you want in a store and a little bit more. Price effective through February 4 in Southern California and Las Vegas areas, except in San Diego and Imperial Counties and Catalina. The new 93 KHJ with Lacey J. Dalton and a hillbilly girl with the blues. It's 12 minutes before 7 o'clock and it's a wet Thursday morning, but we could use the wetness. We'll find out more about that right now as we check KHJ's exclusive AccuWeather forecast and meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel. Good morning, Dr. Joe.
Hi, Lee. How you doing again?
I'm trying to get the rain off my clothes here. I got a little wet walking into work this morning.
Got to try to remember to bring an umbrella.
Yeah, I don't have one, actually. And I sold it when I moved to California. I should have kept it, I suppose.
This is round two in our latest bout with Pacific storms. We talked about yesterday that there would be a lull during the afternoon hours on into the nighttime hours, and I think that worked out. Next band of precipitation is coming into the area right now. Yesterday, yesterday was Wednesday. So Tuesday night into Wednesday, looks like rain amounts across the area were generally about 3/4 of an inch. Some places probably wound up with about an inch. I think today's showery rains will be not as heavy as that, Lee. Maybe getting 1/4 to perhaps 1/2 an inch, but still that's a good amount of rain, which is going to help. Showers are around the area now. They will be remaining into the area into this evening. Might even be some lightning and thunder.
Hmm.
And looks like another kind of a wet day. But tomorrow, at least partial sunshine, still can be a shower tomorrow. And then as we head on into the weekend, looks like our timing is going to be just right. This is the last in the series of storms for a while, and the weekend looks like it's going to be sunny.
Wonderful! That's good news. Thank you, Dr. Joe. It's 52 degrees right now in Culver City, 51 in San Pedro, 51 Van Nuys, and 51 degrees at the beaches. And at 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, we have some inside information on what President will say today. Today is his first news conference, right, Lee?
Very first since taking office, and our Washington sources say President will shortly.
Thank you, Mr. Marshall. We are 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Save 60% to Baltimore and Washington, D.C., $149 each way when you fly round trip. 878-4040. Think of that as a combination that will unlock assets for you. It's actually the phone number of Prudential Home Loan, and dialing 878-4040 may be your first step toward obtaining a cash loan based on the equity in your home or other property, paid for or not. Prudential arranges loans of $3,000 to $100,000 or more, loans for any purpose. If you previously had a problem in borrowing, you should know that the situation has changed. The loan you could not get before may now be available. Ask Prudential. Financial handles loan arrangements with promptness, consideration, and confidentiality. No red tape. Call Prudential, 878-4040. That's 878-4040. Additional offices in Orange County and the San Gabriel Valley. Check the white pages for the Prudential Home Loan Office nearest you. The money locked up in your equity may become ready cash after you dial Prudential's number at 878-4040. Guitar man Jerry Reed's playing guitar. It's 5 minutes before 7 o'clock, five before seven with Lee Sherwood. Let's check the telephone here. Dottie West, are you happy, baby? Good morning. It is exactly 7 o'clock here at the new 93 KHJ Los Angeles. This is Lee Sherwood. Coming up this hour, we're going to get you away for a weekend. $500 cash, and I'm going to throw in a couple of tickets on Western Airlines to go to Las Vegas or Reno or San Diego or San Francisco. Okay, that'll happen this hour on the new 93 KHJ. Well, also today is Thanksgiving Day, and also today Ronald Reagan holds his first press conference as president. Right, Lee Marshall?
1 o'clock.
Good morning. It's 5 minutes after 7. This is Lee Sherwood coming up this hour. Music by Dolly Parton. The Oak Ridge Boys will be with us. Razzie Bailey and a good song from Razzie. We'll keep you updated on the traffic situation because it's a slick morning. All that and, of course, a weekend getaway. Coming up for you on the new 93 KHJ. Fogelberg and Longer. Good morning. It's 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, a rainy day on the new 93 KHJ. The new 93 KHJ with Janie Fricke down to my last broken heart. It's 10 minutes after 7. How are you? Good morning to you. Welcome to Thursday. This is Thanksgiving Day. We'll tell you more about that in just a little bit. I have an interesting item here that's sports related. I don't know if you've ever heard this before or not, but the Oakland Raiders win in Super Bowl 15 may be bad news for the stock market. Now, get a load of this story. Whenever the National Conference team or an original NFL team now in the American Conference wins the championship game, the stock market goes up in the following year. When an American Conference team wins, the market goes down. I know it's weird. Three original NFL teams, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Cleveland, joined the AFC when the NFL and AFL merged. Since then, the market has had an up year after Super Bowl wins by Green Bay, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Kansas City, and down years when it was won by Miami, New York, and Oakland. If the Super Bowl prediction theory holds true, it looks like a bad year for the stock market. Well, I hate to start your day with that kind of logic. Right now, NHL action last night. The Rangers defeated the Kings 6-2, and upcoming tonight, Kansas City Kings will take on the Lakers here in Los Angeles. It's 11 minutes now after 7 o'clock, and time to take a look at the... No, we're going to do traffic a little bit later. Okay, we'll check in with Rhonda again and find out what it's like, because it had a lot of rain overnight. It will affect your way into work this morning. It's 12 minutes after 7. Here's a word for men and women. Unless you're perfectly satisfied with your present job, consider a career that pays up to $22,000 to start, offers real opportunity for advancement. The career is with the Los Angeles Police Department, and there are 500 immediate openings. The need is especially critical for women, blacks, and Hispanics, and the LAPD now provides special pre-training to help you qualify. If you're 21 to 34 and have a high school diploma or GED, call 386-LAPD. Or 485 LAPD. You might just hear what you like.
Call us up now and tell us what makes a cowboy a cowboy.
Here we go. Are you ready? At 17 minutes after 7 o'clock, our number in Los Angeles, 520-KHJ1 in Orange County, 995-KHJ1 in the Valley, 781-KHJ1. You tell me, in your own words, who you know who's a cowboy. Tell me about him or her. If we are your call, we're going to get you away for a weekend. $500 in cash, and I'll throw in a couple of tickets for you on Western Airlines to Las Vegas, Reno, San Diego, or San Francisco. You call me right now here, okay? And while I wait for your call at 717, a little Oak Ridge Boys music, You Beautiful You, on the new 93 KHJ. The new 93 KHJ, it's 721. Oak Ridge Boys, You Beautiful You. It's a wet morning. That's 2 days in a row of this kind of stuff, which makes your trip into work a little bit different than normal. We'll check in the traffic in a minute. But first, before we do that, let's take a look at that weather with KHJ's exclusive AccuWeather forecast and meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel.
That's a weather picture, Lee. Some more rain showers today.
All right. Well, we can use it. It's 52 degrees right now in Culver City, 53 in San Pedro, 51 degrees in Burbank, and 53 right now at the beaches at 22 minutes after 7 o'clock on a wet Thursday morning. The new State Department has criticized Moscow, and now the Kremlin wants to talk about it. Well, it's about time they did.
Well, you know, the new State Department is both verbalized and also formally.
All right, Lee, it's 22 minutes after 7. Let's see if we can't find Rhonda somewhere in an update to traffic. Rhonda, you with me?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
There you go. All right, how's it look to you this morning, Rhonda?
Okay, I'm on my way in, so I'm sitting on the freeway, so I know exactly what it looks like. Southbound San Diego starts to back up at about Victory, and it looks like it continues all the way through the Sepulveda Pass, but there aren't any accidents or anything up there. Just getting ready to get on the Ventura Freeway, head towards L.A. As I look to the west side of the valley, it seems to be moving pretty good. As soon as I get on the Ventura, I'll let you know how it looks. This is Rhonda Kramer with the traffic update for the new 93 KHJ.
All right, Rhonda, drive carefully. It's 23 minutes after 7 o'clock. $200,000 Derby on Saturday night. The Kendalls, our special guests yesterday afternoon, as guest disc jockeys here at 727. Still taking calls. I had a $500 getaway weekend for you. If we air your call on what makes a cowboy right now, Ramsey Bailey on the new 93 KHJ. The new 93 KHJ, Ramsey Bailey, and I keep coming back for more, which is a song that sounds like my chili. I made chili a couple days ago. It keeps coming back. It's 7:30. It's true. Well, I put that sucker up in the freezer, and I'll look at that next July and see if I can try it again. The new State Department has criticized Moscow, and now the Kremlin wants to talk about it. I bet they do, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Top diplomatic officials in HJ News.
26 minutes before 8 o'clock, coming up here, George Jones and John Anderson and this man, Jerry Reed, on the new 93 KHJ. The new 93 KHJ with Jerry Reed from the movie Smokey and the Bandit. That was the part one. And Eastbound and Down, it's 24 minutes before 8 o'clock. I have on the telephone with me now Lainey Lopez, who is celebrating her 11th anniversary today. Happy anniversary, Lainey Lopez.
If I may, I'd like to tell you a little story about my husband.
The new 93 KHJ with Dolly Parton. Star of billboards all over Los Angeles and 9 to 5. It's 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. Good morning. This is Lee Sherwood. Guess what we're going to do next hour? I love to give away things, and I love to give away things mostly when people can really use them, and I know you can use this. Next hour, we're going to pay somebody's rent or mortgage up to $1,000. Okay, that's coming up just after 8 o'clock. It's 19 before 8. Let's find out how the traffic situation looks this morning with Rhonda Kramer. Rhonda?
I'll tell you one thing, Lee. I begin to appreciate that airplane more and more every day. Wonder if the engineering department can put some wings on my car.
All right.
No, no. It's slippery and it's wet, but I haven't found any accidents so far in my trail from Van Nuys Airport. I'm just getting on the Hollywood Freeway now through the Cahuenga Pass. It's very wet, very slippery, and very slow, as a matter of fact. And the southbound San Diego is still very slow, also coming up the Sepulveda Pass, but didn't find any accidents. Ventura Freeway is still very slow, starting at the San Diego Interchange. Continues very slow till you hit the Hollywood, but it picks up there, so there is hope. This is Rhonda Kramer with the traffic update for the new 93 KHJ.
Thank you, Rhonda. We'll play a lot of music for you, let you relax a little bit. KHJ's exclusive AccuWeather forecast calls for, you got it, more showers today and tonight with temperatures in the mid-50s to low 60s. Continued overcast tomorrow with occasional showers, and Dr. Joe Sobel tells me by the weekend it's going to clear up and be a wonderful weekend. Continental's new low coach fare to New York is effective from now from Los Angeles and Ontario. Burbank service begins the 1st of February for only $268 each way. It's 16 minutes before 8 o'clock. Here he is, the male vocalist of the year this year at the CMA Awards down in Nashville. This is George Jones on the new 93 KHJ. I'm still around because I'm not ready yet. It's 13 minutes before 8 o'clock. That's George Jones, and this is not the guy that ran for president. This is the other John Anderson in 1959 on the new 93 KHJ. KHJ. The new 93 KHJ still got the same pickup truck. That
just cracks me up. John Anderson, 1959. It's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock on a wet Thursday morning. Let's check and see how long this wetness is going to continue. KHJ's exclusive AccuWeather forecast and meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel. Good morning, Dr. Joe.
Good morning, Lee, and we do have another nice rainy morning, at least showery. There are places where it's not raining, but there are places where it's raining pretty hard. Actually, it's interesting, Lee, a satellite picture starting to show some pretty impressive-looking clouds bubbling up into the upper atmosphere now, indicating that there may be some thunderstorms forming out over the ocean. And so parts of the area can hear some lightning and see some thunder as we roll on through this day and on into the evening hours. And there'll be some places where it rains hard for a couple of hours. Temperatures during the rain mainly in the 50s. The high temperatures today in the low 60s and the low tonight near 50. Tomorrow, we still have a brief shower as a possibility in the forecast, but I think there will also be some sunshine. And it looks like our timing is going to be just right. We're going to be getting out of the stormy weather pattern for the weekend. It looks like the weekend should be sunny.
I have never heard in my life, never heard lightning or seen thunder before.
Keep your ears peeled and your eyes open.
Okay. I mean, I've seen lightning and heard thunder. Okay, Dr. Joe, it's 52 degrees right now, West L.A., 53 degrees Bellflower, 51 in Van Nuys, and 53 at the beaches. And at 8 minutes before 8 o'clock, time for a little eyewitness traffic here. Rhonda Kramer, how's the situation look this morning? Hello, Rhonda. Okay. Well, we'll check in with her in just a few minutes. This is an interesting story. The Los Angeles Police Department has called for a most interesting all-points bulletin. Lee Marshall, you want to clue us in on that?
Well, a man who is reportedly dying of cancer and has robbed a few banks. Family members believe that Jimmy Johnson may have pulled off the robberies in hopes of being shot and killed. And police have issued a very cautious all-points bulletin just moments ago. I'll have more information on this delicate piece of police work shortly.
Give you a quick test. Here.
Okay.
I know you're a big baseball fan.
The answer is Joe DiMaggio, 1942.
Wrong. News breath.
All right.
The first group ever admitted to baseball's Hall of Fame were inducted on this day in 1936. Can you name two of them?
In 1936, well, I would say...
The first group now. This is the first people that went into the Hall of Fame.
I would say Ty Cobb would probably have to be amongst them. And,
that's correct.
John Christie Mathewson.
That's also correct.
And let's see, Honus Wagner.
That's correct. You want to go for the Ship and Shore Blouses now.
Oh, I'll go for the Bissell Sweeper and the trip to Toronto with...
Big name.
John McGraw.
Nope. Babe Ruth.
Oh, okay.
Well, you did real good there.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations. We'll get you the Charm Gold Gas Grill, too.
Do I come back to try for the showcase?
A little later. It's 7 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Star 714-623-2648.
Have you ever stopped to consider that you began to determine your degree of professional success the day you started your job? That's right. We're all constantly being evaluated for our strengths and our weaknesses by our superiors. A Harvard Business School study concluded that 85% of our personal and professional success depends on our ability to deal with people, our self-confidence, human relations, and communication skills. So if you truly wish to achieve real success, you can't start too early to develop these skills. Over 2.5 million people worldwide have found that the Dale Carnegie course can do this for them. Dale Carnegie is the largest adult training organization in the world for just one reason. It works. If you're serious about achieving personal and satisfaction and professional success, get a head start on the competition now by learning more about how the Dale Carnegie Human Relations course can help you reach your goals. For information, call area code 213. The number is 481-0800. That's 481-0800. Presented in the Los Angeles area by Lewis A. Johnson Associates, call 481-0800. Emmy Lou Harris, goodbye to Daddy. It's 2 minutes before 8 o'clock. Let's take a little trip to Acapulco. Okay, good morning to you from the new 93KHK. I want to tell you a story that just stranger than fiction. That song begins with it's raining on the West Coast, which it is, snowing in Topeka. So I thought I'd look up Topeka this morning, and sure enough, today it is snowing in Topeka. That song has come true. Good morning. It's 8 o'clock now at the new 93 KHJ Los Angeles. Our top story this morning involves a very interesting APB. That's the All Points Bulletin, which has been issued by the Los Angeles Police Department. More on that now. Here's Lee Marshall.
For the past 2 days,
airchecks.com.
53 at Anaheim. I'm Lee Marshall, KHJ News.
4 minutes after 8 coming up, T.G. Shepherd, Willie Nelson, and this hour, we're going to pay somebody's rent or mortgage this month up to $1,000. All for you from the new 93 KHJ. Marshall Tucker and I heard it in a love song. It's 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. Highest temperature in the whole country yesterday was only 85. That was down in Laredo. Low this morning, 18 below in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. That's cold. It's T.G. Shepherd on the new 93 KHJ. The new 93 KHJ with T.G. Shepherd and I Feel Like Loving You Again. It sure be being in traffic now, wouldn't it? It's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. In sports, they call it Crosby weather. It's been absent for a couple of years, and the famed Bing Crosby National Pro-Am with a horde of celebrity amateurs and the cream of the crop of golf's touring pros have been playing in warm sunshine. It's held in Pebble Beach, of course, against the picturesque backdrop of the beautiful Monterey Peninsula. But this year, Crosby weather has returned. It's cold, it's wet, and it's windy. The conditions are so severe, there's a threat of the tournament being disrupted. One more storm could do it. The tournament is scheduled, weather permitting, to get underway today on the three courses on the storm-lashed peninsula. The area has been inundated by more than 2 inches of rain early in the week and is bracing for another front due to sweep in from the Pacific. So Crosby weather has hit up in Pebble Beach. Elsewhere in sports tonight, Kansas City Kings will play the Lakers here in Los Angeles. And in the NHL last night, the Rangers 6, Los Angeles Kings 2. Right now, it's 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're going to check in with Rhonda and take another look at the traffic right now. Rhonda, what does it look like to you? There she is now, even as we speak. Rhonda, you finally arrived at work. It's nice to have you in here. I'm sure it's been a traumatic morning for you, right?
I'll tell you, I don't like driving the freeways when it's really crowded like that.
You missed the airplane, I can tell.
Oh, I missed the plane. I didn't make it to the plane on time. Okay, let's see. The earlier jackknife truck on the southbound 605 north of Pomona, that's now off to the side, but traffic is still very slow and backed up in that area. 5 cars are involved in a tangle on the southbound Golden State at San Bernardino, and there's an injury accident still slowing down the eastbound Pomona at Whittier, and the inbound Santa Ana is backed up just north of Florence due to an accident there. And let's see here, there's another accident on the westbound San Bernardino at Fremont, and let's see, there's a fender bender reported on the valley off ramp of the southbound 605. This is Rhonda Kramer with the traffic update for the new 93 KHJ.
Thank you, Rhonda. You take a couple minutes
to
calm down. You know, when you get to work after driving through that kind of stuff, it takes about 20 minutes just
to
get your nerves going. All right. Go relax. We'll see you in a few minutes. 13 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Lily Tomlin, Charles Grodin in The Incredible Shrinking Woman from Universal Pictures. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Starts tomorrow. Man's Chinese Hollywood, Man National Westwood, another selected theater.
It's a pitch black Saturday night. Tickets now at Ticketron, the convention center box office, and participating Kawasaki dealers. Don't miss this party of the year. Absolutely go for it.
Alpha Beta's having the biggest national brand sale in its history. Alpha Beta's reduced prices on some of the most popular national brand products in the store. For instance, Wilson's 5-pound canned hams are reduced $2 each, and that's a savings indeed. Look for Wilson 5-pound canned hams with a new ribbon and the seal on the can. It's a new look, but with the same delicious flavor. So stock up on the Wilson 5-pound canned ham, reduced $2 each at your nearby Alpha Beta. Go in and stock up now for a house full of savings. You'll find, once again, when you shop Alpha Beta, you can't lose. And tell a friend. Willie Nelson, I'd have to be crazy to fall out of love with you. It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock this afternoon. Lon Helton will be giving away a getaway weekend, $500 cash, and a couple airline tickets. That's this afternoon on the new 93 KHJ. New 93 KHJ. That's Johnny Lee in One in a Million. It's Hard Times. It's 8:21 in the morning already. Rainy night last night. It's still raining in lots of Southern California. Let's update that for you right now with KHJ's exclusive AccuWeather forecast and meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel.
Lee, the first, probably some of the cold spots early Saturday morning, temperatures in the 30s.
That sounds kind of chilly. 52 degrees. That's not too bad right now in West L.A. 51 degrees in Bellflower, 51 in Van Nuys, and 53 degrees at the beaches. And I think we got her calmed down here at 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Traffic update. Here's Rhonda Kramer. Rhonda?
Okay, there's an accident on the valley off-ramp of the southbound 605 freeway that's slowing down the traffic. We have a possible injury accident on the outbound Santa Ana freeway coming from East L.A. interchange. There's also a stalled car on the northbound San Diego at Jamboree, and that seems seems to be slowing down the early morning travelers. There's a five-car pileup on the southbound Golden State at the San Bernardino interchange. CHP is on the scene. And we have another problem on the southbound Santa Ana at Los Angeles Street, also slowing down the early morning traffic.
Okie doke. It's interesting to watch people come into work on a day like this, because when they get here, they're frustrated and angry and upset. It takes about a half an hour to calm down, so I won't stick my head out into the offices till later on. It's 23 minutes after 8 o'clock. The police are protecting a visiting diplomat from local demonstrators. More on that. Here's Lee Marshall.
When South Korean President watching the visiting diplomat and have a report shortly.
Okie doke. It's a wet Thursday morning. This is January 29, 23 minutes after 8 o'clock.
This is giving down home deals on new Chevy pickups, loves, and other fine Chevy trucks.
Woo-hoo! Now is the time to buy or lease tough Chevy pickup trucks at your Southern California Chevy dealers. The people at your neighborhood Safeway supermarket think this area is a beautiful place to live and work, and they'd like to help keep it that way. So 157 Safeway stores have opened aluminum recycling centers right in the store. Safeway will pay you a bounty of 24 cents a pound or a penny a piece for the aluminum cans you turn in. Take Safeway your clean, crushed aluminum cans and rake in the money. And while you're at Safeway, take advantage of these inflation fighters. Safeway quality beef T-bone or porterhouse steaks, just $2.48 a pound. Tough and ready paper towels, only 69 cents a roll. Campbell's chicken noodle soup, the 10 and 3/4 ounce can, 26 cents each. There's a limit on some items, so go in and save at Safeway, where you'll find everything you want in a store and a little bit more. Prices effective through February 4th in Southern California and Las Vegas areas, except in San Diego and Imperial Counties and Catalina.
It's time to call now to tell us what makes a cowboy a cowboy.
Okay, in Los Angeles, 520-KHJ1. In Orange County, 995-KHJ1. In the Valley, 781-KHJ1. You call me. We'll talk about some cowboys here. And if we air your call, we'll pay your rent or your mortgage this month up to $1,000 from the new 93-KHJ. Forever. Hungry Boys, leaving Louisiana. It's 828. I have the perfect song for this morning. Yeah, this is it. Mel Tillis and the Southern Rains on the new 93-KHJ. The new 93-KHJ with Mel Tillis and his Southern Rain. Boy, we had a lot of that this morning. It did a lot of rain here, and it's still coming down in some areas. 8:31 at the time, and of course, traffic's getting backed up, and we'll update that for you, too, in just a little bit. Right now, let's check in with all the news in Lee Marshall. Lee?
I'm Lee Marshall, KHJ News.
26 minutes before 9 o'clock, a wet Thursday morning. Here's Dolly Parton on the new 93-KHJ. The new 93-KHJ, I love a rainy night, but I ain't real crazy about a rainy morning, especially if you have to drive. And a lot of people out there watching the rain come down as they sit in their car on the freeway. Right, Rhonda?
Oh, you got it. I came in on the freeway, and it wasn't too pleasant. We have a lot of wet, slippery roads causing a lot of problems on the freeways this morning. There's a stalled car on the northbound Hollywood Freeway. That's just south of Lancashire. There's another stalled car on the northbound Harbor at 6th Street, and that's slowing down all the downtown traffic. Also, a stalled car on the on-ramp at the eastbound Santa Monica Freeway, slowing down traffic also as you get on the freeway. That accident that I told you about earlier on the southbound Golden State at San Bernardino Interchange, well, that's been all cleared up now, so you shouldn't run into too much trouble. And on the southbound San Diego Freeway at Imperial Highway, CHP is still trying to clear up that accident. Expect a little bit of a delay there.
Okay, it's 17 minutes before 9 o'clock, and a chance to get away from this kind of weather. Be sure you're listening this afternoon when Lon Helton will be giving away a chance at $500 in cash for a weekend for two plus. Now, get a load of this, a little addition here. Two tickets on Western Airlines for a terrific weekend getaway to San Francisco, San Diego, Las Vegas, or Reno, Nevada. That's later on this afternoon with Lon Helton on the new 93-KHJ.
Wyatt Earp.
Details at participating restaurants. Get a game card with any purchase. Game runs through March 15 or while supplies last. Void where prohibited. This week, nurses in the Los Angeles area have the career opportunity of a lifetime when the Nursing Job Fair opens today. It'll be there tomorrow and Saturday to at the Hyatt Hotel at the L.A. Airport. This is your chance to explore career opportunities with the nurse recruiters from the local L.A. hospitals and from hospitals all across the country. The Nursing Job Fair is open to both professionals and students. Both have opportunities to talk with recruiters about salary, benefits, and work atmosphere. In addition to recruitment, the Nursing Job Fair will be sponsoring free career development seminars for students and professionals. These seminars let you decide where you're going in that profession. For more information on the Nursing Job Fair, and Career Workshop. Call toll-free between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. 1-800-225-4858. Again, that's 1-800-225-4858. Don't miss out on over 5,000 nursing career opportunities and a chance to win a $250 scholarship. It's 8:45, a quarter of 9 o'clock on this rainy Thursday. A few things we believe in: smoky old pool rooms, clear mountain streams, and lacy things on ladies. This is Don Williams, and I believe in you on the new 93 KHJ. The new 93 KHJ, Don Williams, I believe in you. It's 11 before 9. Next hour, we're going to go to Alpha Beta for $100 worth of groceries for free, and you could win that. I'll tell you when to call in for it, okay? That's coming up just a little bit later. Right now, KHJ's exclusive AccuWeather forecast. Here's meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel.
AccuWeather, this is meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel.
54 degrees right now in West L.A. It's 56 degrees in San Pedro, 52 Van Nuys, 53 degrees at the beaches, and at 10 before 9, we'll update the traffic for you right now with Rhonda Kramer. Rhonda?
Well, if you're heading out to the L.A. airport, you're going to run into a little bit of congestion out there. There's an accident on the southbound San Diego Freeway and Imperial Highway. That seems to be slowing down the traffic on both sides of the freeway. We have a vehicle that has slipped and went off the side of the road. That's on the northbound 605 at Catella. CHP is working on clearing that one up for you. And we have a stalled car on the northbound Hollywood Freeway. He's still there at Lancashire, and that's slowing down traffic through the Cahuenga Pass on both sides.
All right, Ron. It's 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Well, needless to say, there's some controversy over how the hostages were treated, and the Iranians are now coming back with some propaganda films. Lee Marshall, what's the story on that?
A few moments ago, our overseas reporters picked up a report that Iran State Television, only 13 of the 52, and has already been denounced by a number of the former hostages. I'll have the details shortly.
Okay, we're 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, you can't get to it. Blood Beach, rated R.
Now playing in a theater or drive-in near you. Let's talk about success in business. A Harvard Business School study shows that 85% of our personal and professional success depends on our ability to deal with people. Do you feel you have enough self-confidence and poise? A positive attitude? Do you display leadership ability, mix freely with people? You speak well in front of a group? You feel at ease with superiors? You know how to handle people problems? If you want to be even more successful, you'll have to be good in these areas. And the Dale Carnegie course in human relations was specifically designed to improve these skills in you. Over 2.5 million people have taken and benefited from the Dale Carnegie course. Dale Carnegie is the largest adult training organization in the world for one reason: because it works, and it can work for you too. Find out how you can benefit from the Dale Carnegie Human Relations and Leadership course. For information, call area code 213. The number is 481-0800. That's 481-0800. Presented by Lewis A. Johnson and Associates. Do it now. Call 481-0800. At 8 minutes before 9 o'clock, can I interest you in a cup of tea? This is Rex Allen Jr. and Margo Smith on the new 93 KHJ. Song, Rex Allen Jr. and Margo Smith, and I just want to be your cup of tea. It's 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. Hello, how you doing? Nice to have you with us. Kenny Rogers and Donnie West are here on the new 93 KHJ. Kenny Rogers, Donnie West, 2 minutes before 9 o'clock. This is Ronnie Millsap on the new 93 KHJ. Daydreams about night things. Good morning. This is Lee Sherwood. It's 9 o'clock now at the new 93 KHJ Los Angeles. Our top story this hour: the Iranians are fighting back the claims of torture with films, propaganda films, and that's already being disputed. Right, Lee Marshall?
Correct.
There's a problem on the northbound 605 at Catella. A vehicle has gone off the side of the road there into a ditch. CHP is in the process of trying to pull him out. The downtown area is still heavily congested. The Harbor Freeway north and south is slow between the Hollywood and Santa Monica interchange, but I don't have any problems to report there. No accidents. The eastbound Santa Monica Freeway is backed up from the San Diego Freeway all the way out to the Harbor Interchange, but I don't have any major problems there. The westbound Santa Monica Freeway is slow between Western and Crenshaw due to a lot of traffic in the downtown area, and there is an accident on the westbound Ventura onto the southbound Golden State, and that's slowing down the transition traffic, so expect a delay there.
KHJ's exclusive news.
Good morning, this is Lee Sherwood, 4 minutes after 9. Coming up this hour, music by Waylon Jennings, Barbara Mandrell, Larry Gatlin will be here, and this hour, we're going to give somebody
$100 worth of groceries from Alpha Beta. All that and more for you from the new 93KHJ. J.D. Souther, You're Only Lonely. It's 7 after 9. Here comes that song again. I like this one. Steve Warner, Your Memory on the new 93KHJ. The new 93KHJ, Your Memory. Steve Warner is his name. It's 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Let's check the traffic situation once again. It's been a slow rush hour this morning, right, Rhonda Kramer?
Oh, well, sort of.
Sort of.
Some accidents and a lot of congestion, though, if that's what you mean. We have an accident on the southbound Golden State at Penrose. CHP is in the process of clearing that up. There is a stalled car on the southbound Golden State, and that's also slowing down the early morning traffic. The northbound San Diego freeway is slow, starting at the Harbor Interchange, but it picks up at El Segundo with no accidents to report. The southbound San Diego freeway is also slow between the Santa Monica Freeway and Culver Boulevard with no accidents there, but there is an accident on the northbound 605 at Catella. A vehicle has gone off the road, but CHP is on the scene. Hopefully that'll be cleared up shortly.
Okay, do you have any idea, Rhonda, how much a speeding ticket costs?
Well, it all depends.
On what?
On how fast,
on how fast you're going. Well, listen to this. I'm sure it's nowhere near what South Africa is having, a big gasoline shortage over there. So if you are arrested for speeding in South Africa, part of the fine is from squandering gasoline. So the fines, if you go 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, it'll cost you $120. But the fines go up to $2,400 in South Africa. It's just giving the car, right?
Oh,
it's
yes.
11 minutes after 9 o'clock. Thursday morning, a white one here. This is the 29th day of January.
Come to H&R Block. We'll make the tax laws work for you. Who needs H&R Block? Think about it.
H&R Block offices in Los Angeles are open 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday. Or visit H&R Block at Sears during regular store hours.
No wonder. University Stereo.
Only 3 days left in University Stereo's biggest ever clearance sale. Bellamy Brothers, Let Your Love Flow. 17 minutes after 9 o'clock, and this is the birthday of one of my heroes. W.C. Fields was born on this day in 1880. How about that? Here's Terry Gibbs on the new 93KHJ. The new 93KHJ, Terry Gibbs, and Somebody's Knocking. It's 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning. This is Lee Sherwood at your service. Nice to have you with us here on this wet Thursday. I know if you've been in traffic and just got to work, you're probably exhausted already from the day, but we'll try to make it a little bit better for you and tell you about the weather for the rest of this day and into the weekend. KHJ's exclusive AccuWeather forecast. Here's meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel.
Lee, the first, probably just a brief shower. High temperature in the low 60s. Saturday should be a sunny day with temperatures boosting into the 60s for a high, and that's after a pretty cold morning Saturday morning. I can see, Lee, some of the cold spots early Saturday morning, temperatures in the 30s.
Brr, it's 54 degrees right now in Culver City, 56 degrees in San Pedro, 52 Van Nuys, 53 degrees at the beaches.
Physical. Ovaltine is there.
If you're working in the construction industry without a state contractor's license, here's an important message. Certified Contractor School is offering a terrific savings plan for you to get your contractor's license now. Call 888-5353. Why not start the new year outright? Give yourself a secure future as a true professional in the construction industry. 1981 will be a great year for you if you act now by calling 888-5353. Certified Contractor School is a leading educational institution approved by the State Superintendent of Public Instruction. At Certified, you'll be fully prepared to take the state contractor's exam, and if you don't pass, then you don't pay for instruction. Certified offers a fast and simple one-week crash course, but you must take the first step. Do it the Certified way and gain integrity, professionalism, and quality assistance from the reputable school, Certified Contractor School. You can save now by calling 888-5353. Schools are in Orange County, Los Angeles, the San Fernando Valley, and the San Gabriel Valley. Look for Certified in the White Pages.
Now's the time to call and tell us what makes a cowboy a cowboy.
Okay, Bucko, here we go. Call me in Los Angeles at 520-KHJ1 in Orange County, the number 995-KHJ1 in the Valley, 781-KHJ1. If we air your call, we'll take you shopping at Alpha Beta for $100 worth of groceries for free from the new 93KHJ. Are
one thing. You ever tried barbecue ribs in bed? What a mess. That's Barbara Mandrell. It's 928 with Glenn Campbell now on the new 93 KHJ. The new 93 KHJ. Glenn Campbell. That's the theme song from the new Clint Eastwood movie, Any Which Way You Can, a follow-up to Any Which Way But Loose. It's 9:31. This is Thursday morning, isn't it? Boy, this week is flying by. This is the 29th day of January, as I mentioned before. Today's the birthday of one of my heroes. W.C. Fields was born on this day. His name, real name, is Claude William Duncan Field, and born, you got it, in Philadelphia on this day in 1880. Elvis and Sweet Memory. 23 minutes before 10 o'clock with Lee Sherwood on this Thursday morning. We're still taking calls, by the way. Why don't you give me a call here? 520-KHJ1. Tell me a cowboy you know, okay? In the meantime, Jackie Ward and Fools Fall in Love on the new 93-KHJ. The new 93-KHJ, Fools Fall in Love. Isn't that the truth? It's 20 minutes before 10. Well, I mentioned it was W.C. Fields' birthday today, but I also forgot to mention that the man who is the mentor for Charlie's Angels, the guy that you never see, but the voice, John Forsythe, is his birthday today, too. He's 63. KHJ's exclusive AccuWeather forecast. Let me tell you about this rain. Showers today and again tonight with high temperatures mid-50s to low 60s. Continued overcast tomorrow with occasional showers. But by the weekend, our meteorologist, Dr. Joe Sobel, tells me it's going to be a very nice weekend. 54 in Culver City. It's 56 in San Pedro, 52 in Van Nuys, and 53 at the beaches. Continental's Hawaii Fair is available every day of the week with a $10 surcharge on weekends. Tour package effective through the 30th of April.
The best by someone tonight.
Whose car is parked next door?
Who's cheating who? Well, I have some suspicions, which happens to be the next song here. It's 14 minutes before 10 with Lee Sherwood and Terry Stafford on the new 93 KHJ. The new 93 KHJ, Lacey J. Dalton and a Hillbilly Girl with the Blues. It's 7 minutes before 10 o'clock. I remind you that this afternoon, I want you to make sure you're around here for this, because it's going to be wonderful. Lon Helton is going to give away another weekend for two, $500 cash, and listen to this, a little bonus, two tickets on Western Airlines for a terrific weekend getaway to San Francisco, San Diego, Las Vegas, or Reno. You can take your pick, okay? That's this afternoon with Lon Helton right here on the new 93 KHJ, our exclusive AccuWeather forecast. Well, here's what's going to happen for the remainder of the day. Showers today and tonight with high temperatures in mid-50s, low 60s. Continued overcast tomorrow with occasional showers expected again tomorrow.
Massacre from New Line Cinema, rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent or guardian.
Starts tomorrow at a theater or drive-in near you. It's 5 minutes before 10 o'clock. It's one of my favorite Larry Gatlin songs in the whole world. I'm taking somebody with me when I fall on the new 93 KHJ. Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers Band, and I'm taking somebody with me when I fall. It's 2 minutes before 10 o'clock. This is Lee Sherwood. Have yourself a wonderful day. Terry Moss is next on the new 93 KHJ.
Big Apple Air Checks is your full-service air check source.
Your number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com.